We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Time to spend a few moments with my friend Jason Roop, the former editor of the weekly newspaper Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. Jason, I joked yesterday about the folks up in Northern Virginia who've now changed the name of Jeff Davis Highway to the Richmond Highway. Because, you know, it's so deeply offensive to them that the highway would be named after Jeff Davis. Maybe they'd be more happy if it was named after Ralph Northam or Justin Fairfax or Mark Herring, since our current leadership is so enlightened in their minds. They're the ones that are so critical of them. But you've reached out to a couple of city council members here to see if there's a movement afoot to do something similar in the Richmond area.
Yeah, and you know the effort up in Arlington County isn't new. There've been folks working on that for quite a while, for a couple of years, more than a couple of years. The Route 1 runs all the way through Virginia from Arlington on down to the North Carolina border, goes through Chesterfield, Henrico, Ashland, and of course Richmond. We're familiar with it. I think we're going to see the city council, from what I understand. I'm being told that somebody is working on some legislation to take the name off in the Richmond portion of the highway as well. And the difference between Richmond and Arlington is that Richmond can just simply do it. Arlington needed to vote, get approval from the Commonwealth Transportation Board, and go through a series of steps because it's a county. So the state can kind of have a say in blocking that, and they didn't this time. But the city council has the power to simply change it with a vote, mm-hmm. and that's that. And I would suggest that it's probably something likely to happen if they do put it to legislation. If you remember, the Monument Avenue Commission studied all those all the statues and what should be done with interpreting history there. And the only statue that they recommended be removed was the Jefferson Davis Monument. So, there's not a lot of groups out there that are, defending his statue stay, defending his name stay on the highway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's the easy target at the moment, and then I think incrementalism will get us in the long run. They'll keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Don't think it's an end thing. You know, something that is actually relevant to what's going on in Richmond from a business perspective that maybe the city council should spend a little more time focusing on is the Airbnb industry in the United States and how it impacts Richmond. And I guess someone's paying attention to that.
Yeah, they are working to figure this out. When the Airbnb thing kind of caught on, Richmond was very quick to jump on board. A lot of people rent their apartments and homes out, and of course we're all used to this now. You can just Google a spot wherever you are. You don't have to go to a hotel. But the problem was that hotel owners got worried that, hey, these people are competing with us, but they don't have to go through the same kinds of regulations, taxes, business licenses. So the city has been trying to figure this out. BizSense said a good article this week about the people who are really worried about what the city's going to do, because right now they're looking at a permit that you'd pay $300, a biennial permit. They're looking at restrictions on how many nights a year you could rent out your property for a short term. And in some cases, you might be subject to the 8% occupancy tax that the city charges. So they're going through some public meetings about that. There's a lot of pushback, and they're going to talk about this later this year at City Council. The counties are in on this, too. The counties are trying to figure out what they're doing with their rules. Because they all want a piece of that
well,
pie,
I'm sure they don't. They don't want to let any money slip past them.
No, they don't.
Of course, the concern is, and you see this in cities all around the United States, that they wind up damaging that industry. I get what the hotel guys are concerned about. That seems legitimate for them, but maybe they should push to have some of the regulations removed. All right, so let's talk about something happy. What's going on around town this weekend? It seems like there's a huge calendar full of stuff.
There's a big calendar. I'll start with food because we like our food, John. The Lebanese Food Festival is marking its 35th anniversary. So it's a good time if you've never been. Why not go on a big anniversary year? That's all weekend out at St. Anthony's Maronite Church. And you can simply search LebaneseFoodFestival.com. All the details there, and you know, it's always good to support a local cause like that and learn about some culture in your area. Also, the Dominion River Rock is one of the biggest festivals of the year. It's on Brown's Island. It's all weekend. This is the one where you see the pictures of the dogs that are jumping to catch the frisbees in midair as they jump into the water. There's really cool rock climbing competitions, bands, music, tons of vendors. It's all about outdoor adventure, arts and crafts, music, and it's a really fun one, and especially with the weather this week. And of course, the water is going to be full of kayakers and other outdoor sports folks. Let's see. We also have right under your roof, XL102's Big Field Day at Innsbruck is going on. So I'm sure you have
our sister station sponsoring that tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. That's out at Innsbruck. With 311. So, you know, you can get your rock on.
Lots of good stuff. Jason Roop, hopefully I'll bump into you at some of the things this weekend. I always appreciate the chance to talk to you.
I'll be out there. Thanks, John.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.